So tonight, we started out with a hymn, and then we transitioned into what they would call a contemporary praise and worship song. Church, let me tell you something, there's nothing wrong with either one of those. Why? Because it's the Lord that gets the praise. Now, let me kind of speak to us this evening. All of us in here have our likes. And there's nothing wrong with having your likes. I think there are some of us in here that when we come to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, we have a playlist that we want Brother John to sing. And we want these songs sung every Sunday, and we want these songs done because this is what we like. Well, we've got to remember that worship is not about us. Worship is about the Lord. And when you have churches that split over the style of music, there's some problems. There's some problems. See, the hymns have stood the test of time. So young people, you can't throw the hymns away. But older people, there's some songs that are out there, some contemporary songs that if the Lord waits in the next 100 years, they're going to be considered hymns. And they're going to be songs of the faith that you and I are going to rejoice in. My girls were listening to a contemporary praise song this afternoon as they were working on some projects there at the bar. And I was listening to them sing, and it just thrilled my heart to hear them sing these songs. On Sunday morning and Sunday night, because we know what most of you like, it's catered more to what you would call a traditional service. On Wednesday nights in the back with more of a younger group, we cater more to a contemporary and praise service. But as Miss Jean told me last week, I was truly blessed by Larry and Tammy Woods getting up here and singing the Old Rugged Cross in the Ukrainian language. I don't know about you, but that moved me deeply. I'm sorry, I'm not on. That moved me deeply. And so, with that being said, as I was talking to Miss Jean, music is a universal language. It's a universal language that people understand. They understand in Africa. They understand on the mission field. They understand when Brother Larry talked about oceans, and John was like, wrong crowd to mention that song. I was like, yeah, probably right. But when Larry mentioned that, did you see the church in the Ukraine when he put the pictures up on the screen? I was encouraged. You want to know why? Because the church was full of young people. Full of young people. And they were reaching this younger generation in the Ukraine. And probably one of their praise songs, I don't know this, but one of their praise songs was probably Oceans. But isn't it neat also that they we're still singing the Old Rugged Cross? Folks, I think at New Hope Baptist Church, we have to maintain that type of balance. We have to maintain that when it comes to singing and praising to the Lord. Because we got to remember, praise and worship is not about what we like. Praise and worship is about giving all the glory and honor to Him. And when we get that, worship wars don't even exist in the church. They don't even exist. Because people understand why they come to this place to do what we do. So when we look at this tonight, you know, golly, man, I love that stuff. Some of you in here tonight, or some of you in here tonight say, I can't stand that. I'd rather it be a little bit upbeat. I'd rather it be this. I'd rather it be that. Your likes and everybody, you may like the more contemporary praise and worship. And then there's some of you in here like me tonight that like Ricky Scraggs and you like a little bluegrass gospel. There's nothing wrong with that. Every one of us in here got our likes, and it's okay. Okay? But when we look at this tonight, David is empowered by God as he closes out the psalm. As he closes it out in chapter 150, these six verses, man, they ought to really open our eyes in the church. I wish I was preaching in a Church of Christ tonight. I really wish I was. Because this right here is going to open some eyes. Amen. This right here is going to let you know what we're to do when we praise the Lord. So let's take a look at this tonight. Number one, verse one, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give all honor to Yahweh. Give all honor to God. It's found 33 times in the Old Testament to do this, to praise God. And you do this in His sanctuary. In His sanctuary. Praise God in His sanctuary. That was speaking of the holies of holies, the Jewish tabernacle, Shiloh that we studied last Sunday night in the Psalms. And as we get into this tonight, it says to come into His sanctuary and to praise Him. Brother Terry Patton said, I know why you're always late to church. I said, why? Is it because we're trying to wrangle four girls out the door? Is it because of this? Because that? He said, I know why you're late to church. I said, why? He says, because you don't want to hear people gripe before you start preaching. And I looked at him and shook my head. One of the worst things for a preacher to encounter when he gets to church is to hear people gripe. One of the worst things for a preacher to be able to come into the pulpit and exposit the Word of God is for somebody to lay something on him that he doesn't want to hear at this time. And so when you think about this, we come to this house not to gripe, not to air our grievances, not to get into squabbles and quarrels and fights, but we come into this sanctuary to praise His name. It's what we do. And so when we do this, we come into the holies of holies, we come into this house to praise His name, and He says not only praise God in His sanctuary, but He says praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him outside of the sanctuary. When you go out into the firmament, it's the sky, it's the heavens. That when you walk out, and you, how many of you look at the beautiful sunset? Amen. Thank you. I'm so glad to see those hands raised. You're missing out if you don't look at God's glory in His creation. This morning when we were driving to church, Brooke and Caitlin and Abby and Macy and I were sitting in the truck, and we hit right up there off the loop here, and we're fixing to hit on 1801. And I just said, girls, it's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. Look at the clouds that God, just like He painted it with a paintbrush. It's beautiful. And man, when you walk out there at night and you see this full moon that we've had the last couple of nights, it's just beautiful. Beautiful. I don't know how we couldn't praise the Lord. And here he says to do this, praise Him in His mighty firmament. When you and I walk out into nature, when you and I walk out into the world, we're to praise Him. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Acts chapter 7, verses 48 and 50 say this, however, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? Yeah, wherever we go, we can worship the Lord. It's deer season coming up. You get in the deer stand, worship the Lord. You get down on the river to do some fishing, worship the Lord. You get down in the bottom when the leaves start turning. Isn't it beautiful this time of year? Praise the Lord. You get out and you start going around and looking at all the beauty that takes place. One thing I enjoy doing in the fall is gathering up my family and we just go riding these back roads and watching these trees change. Man, it's just beautiful. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're sitting at home, sitting in your chair, just watching the TV all the time, you are missing out on the goodness of God. He is so good, folks. And we need to recognize His glory, recognize His splendor, and just praise Him when we see the beautiful things that He's given us. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Verse 2, David says, praise Him for His mighty acts. Oh, man. Did David and the people of Israel not see the mighty acts of God? The mighty acts of God. Of leading a people across a sea that was parted. Of leading a people out of bondage. Of David going through the sin and turmoil in his life that he went to. And he was still a man after God's own heart. Oh, David could say, praise Him for His mighty acts. Let's make it personal tonight. How many of you can say, praise You, Lord, for Your mighty acts in my life? There's been a many a time where I should have been dead. There's been a many a time where I should have been in jail. There's been a many a time where I should have lost my job. But I can praise Him for His mighty acts because His hand was upon me. Can you give me a witness tonight? Amen? Sure you can. Praise Him for His mighty acts. He goes on here and David says, praise Him according to His excellent greatness. That's who He is. His excellent greatness. I want to read to you from Dr. Wiersbe's commentary of the Old Testament. And I want to read exactly what he says here on the God's acts and attributes on the themes of worship. The Old Testament is a record of the mighty acts of God as performed for the nation of Israel, the chosen people of God. Especially notable are the Exodus from Egypt, the conquest of the Promised Land, the expansion of the Davidic kingdom, and the deliverance of the Jews from Babylon, and the restoring of the nation of Israel. In the four Gospels, we see the acts of God as done by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In the Acts and the Epistles, we have the record of the Holy Spirit's mighty acts accomplished through the people of God. The acts of God reveal the character of God, His holiness, love, wisdom, power, grace, and so on. What the psalmist called His excellent greatness. The nation of Israel had a calendar of special feasts to help them remember who God is and what God had done. And there's some of those feasts this month. Look on your calendars. There's some of these feasts this month. And he says there's nothing wrong with the church having a similar calendar for the great events in the ministry of Christ. However, we must be aware lest the routine use of the calendar becomes more important than the meaning of the days or that the observing of these days is a means of salvation. We cannot plumb the depths of all that God is or all that He has done. And he says this is why eternal worshiping of God will never become boring. Amen. His excellent greatness. Kids say, when we get to heaven, we're just going to sit on a cloud with a harp? No. As a matter of fact, you're not even going to be. I hate these people that say, when I get to heaven, I'm going to get my wings. I'm going to be an angel. No, you're not. No, you're not. Praise God, He's going to give you a new body and a new life. He created the angels separately. He created you and me with a soul. Praise God tonight. And He's going to give us a new body and a new life, and we are going to continually worship Him, and it is going to be new every day. Boy, I tell you what, I can't wait, church. I can't wait to praise the Lord and praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Now we get to the point of the psalm where you can use instruments to praise God. You can. You don't have to sing a cappella in the church. You can use instruments to praise the Lord. There's people that can do a lot of things with instruments. And I'm going to tell you what, we're very blessed in this church to have many of you that can do just that. Can do just that. We're a blessed church. He says, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. That's the shofar, the ram's horn. And man, if y'all ever heard the Jews blow that thing, it'll send chills up your spine. I like hearing them do that. And I like hearing that sound that thing makes. But now we get on into 2020. And, you know, I really don't know any Jewish people around here that could bring a shofar to play for us at church tonight. But I know a guy that's a master trumpet player that's going to play the trumpet for us tonight at church. So would y'all do me a favor this evening, and would y'all welcome Brother Jim Little as he comes to play his trumpet for us tonight? Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Can you do that with the sound of a trumpet? I think it's been done tonight. And I believe that the Lord gets honor and glory from it. Amen. And so as we look at that tonight, he goes on in verse 3 and he says, praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the lute and the harp. The lute is a stringed instrument. I bet if old Ricky Skaggs got a hold of one, he could play it. But it looks like an avocado, and it's got some strings on it. Reminds me of a mandolin, but it's kind of like a guitar, like a lute. And the harp, of course, David was a player of the harp. He soothed King Saul in playing of the harp. But one thing about it, when I went over to, when Jacqueline and I and Cody and Keith went over to the Middle East on that cruise, we got off in Kusadasi, Turkey, which leads you into Ephesus, Turkey, the old ancient ruins of Ephesus. And when we got there, all over the streets, the Muslim people would play. They would play the lute. They would play the obad. They would play different instruments. Listen, don't think I'm nuts, okay? And don't think I'm a Muslim, because I'm not. I'm a Christian saved by Jesus Christ. But I really enjoyed that music. And I couldn't understand what they were saying. They was probably saying praise Allah and all this other stuff, but they was doing all these chants and all these different... And I was listening to that as we go through the town square. We went to a place as big as this sanctuary, and I thought we was going to be held hostage. They set us down, and our tour guide was a Muslim Turk, and he said, oh, don't worry, don't worry. He said, everything fine, everything fine. We was looking at each other like, what is going on? And all of a sudden, they come out, and they had all these rugs, expensive hand-woven rugs, and they laid them out in front of us, wanting us to buy those rugs. Well, we wasn't going to buy those rugs. We couldn't afford them. But they thought we was rich Americans. We weren't rich Americans, I can tell you that much right now. But that music, it got in my mind as we were over there on that Middle Eastern cruise, and I went ahead and I bought a CD, and I've still got it at home today. It's the music of Turkey. And it's the harps, it's the lute, it's the different types of musical instruments that are used there. Arabia, the music of Arabia, the instruments of Arabia heavily influenced the Spaniards. And in that music of the Spaniards, it heavily influenced Mexico. And it heavily influenced other nations around the world. And you have this music from Arabia, this music from the Middle East, this music from Israel, that the themes of it you can still hear in songs even put out today. The sound of the trumpet, praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Verse 4, praise him with the timbrel and dance. The timbrel is a tambourine. Shake that tambourine. The timbrel and the dance. When the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, and I'm not going to steal any of Brother Schaefer's thunder. I want y'all to come on Wednesday nights and listen to him teach the book of Exodus. But Aaron's sister, Miriam, she took the timbrel and she did a dance in praise of the Lord, letting them cross the Red Sea. Now, you may say, well, Michael, I just don't believe in those dance teams in the church. Hey, I'm with you. I don't either. That's why there's not one here, okay? I have a very, very dear friend that they have a dance team at their church, and they wanted them to come out here and perform for our youth, and I said no to that because I don't think that it's glorifying the Lord. Now, let me tell you what I do believe glorifies the Lord. I remember one night sitting in this very building. Those old pews were in here. It was different wood paneling on the walls. And I remember Brother Fred Morrow preaching. And I remember a gentleman by the name of David Mabus being moved by the Holy Spirit that Sunday night to rededicate his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he got up with tears in his eyes and walked down this aisle, we had a big old 6'6", preacher that got saved by Jesus Christ in a bar ditch in Oklahoma by the name of Bill Blaylock. When David Mavis walked down here to see Brother Fred, old Bill Blaylock stood up back there where Doug's sitting, and he did a little jig right there in the aisle. And he hooped and he hollered and he went, "Whoo! Praise the Lord!" And boy, he did a little jig right there in the aisle. I'm here to tell you today, I believe that the Lord wants us to do a little jig when we see people getting saved by Him. Amen. It's okay to get excited like that. So here was Miriam. They parted the Red Sea. The Lord has seen them through, and she, in honor to Him, praises Him through the tambourine and praises Him with the dance. Then David says, "Praise Him with the string instruments and the flutes." The string instruments and the flutes. Well, the string instruments back then might have been a little different than the string instruments that we have now. But one of the most famous string instruments that we have in the Baptist church is the piano. The keyboard is electronic now, but the piano. And as you think about the stringed instruments, I see Gene Mabe, just a prodigy when it comes to the piano. I see a Brenda Christian sitting over here that can tickle the ivory in honor of the Lord. There's so many of you in here that can do this. I see Robin Goff back there who can do just that. You've been blessed by God because He has given you this talent to praise and worship Him. So tonight, what I've asked to do, even though it may not be a quote-unquote stringed instrument, tonight I have asked Miss Jean to play, and I have asked Brother Preston to sing to bless our hearts tonight when we praise Him with stringed instruments and the flutes. Will you two come forward? Let's give them a round of applause as they come to praise the Lord tonight.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst of my sight. Angels descending ring from above, echoes of mercy and whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen. You praise Him with stringed instruments. You praise Him with the flute. You praise Him. So many of you have been blessed with great voices to sing and praise to Him. And what a song to have on our hearts, such as Preston sang tonight, that blessed assurance. That blessed assurance. Look at verse 5. Verse 5 for all us old folks really ought to wake us up tonight. Those kids like it loud. And you know what? I was a youth pastor for 18 years. I took many a kid to our BMA-sponsored SOAR that Donnie Parrish put on each and every year, and we just got a blessing from it. But as we went up there, there was one time where all the kids were just fired up, excited about who was going to be in concert. Every year, SOAR did a really good job of getting a contemporary worship singer, a contemporary band, and having them for the kids there to praise and honor the Lord and do a concert and things like that. When they said who this person was going to be, I'll be honest with you, I was like, I could care less. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to sit outside during the deal because it booms you so bad, you can just feel it shattering your insides. And man, you're just sitting there just like you're wound up throttling. Those kids are loving it. They're right up there next to the speakers, just getting their ears blown off. And I was like, man, I'm getting a little too old for this. I don't like it anymore. Well, it was the rapper Lecrae, and I don't really coincide with some of his beliefs, but there were three kids that were sitting by me, and they were like, Michael, this is so cool that SOAR got Lecrae. And I was like, I don't really even know who he is. And I had to get on my phone and look him up. They were saying, man, this is so cool. This is so cool. They were just so excited. So we get down there to the concert, and Lecrae is a Christian rapper. And so he gets up there and he does thing, and those kids are just worshiping and just honoring and the Lord and just enjoying each and every minute of it. Now, there's a lot of things that we need to decipher here. Number one, is it entertainment or is it truly praise and worship the Lord? I think that's something we really need to look at, and I try to let our kids know that. I got tickled one night back here at our back-to-school bash. Oh, Adam McMahon came and brought his band, and it was loud. And Brother Fred said, now, that Michael, that's getting a little too loud. And we had a kid in our youth group. I'm not going to call his name because he still comes to church here sometimes. But anyways, he's a young man now. It was about 100 degrees outside, and it was about 105 in that youth building. The air conditioning wasn't working. We had people packed wall to wall in there, and that kid was wringing wet. He had curly brownish blonde hair, and he was wringing wet. He had just sweat coming off of him. And Brother Fred could see pretty good right then, just a little bit. And he come up to him. He said, son, what are you doing? He said, I'm worshiping the Lord. And Brother Fred said, I didn't know you had to worship the Lord and getting all hot and sweaty like that. And I just was like, yeah, that's probably right. But when we look at this tonight, those young people, they like it loud. And some of them refer to this this verse, praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Hey, older folks, before we judge our younger generation, listen to what they're listening to. taken into consideration, is it truly praising and honoring the Lord? And you're going to find a lot of groups, you're going to find a lot of Christian artists out there are truly honoring and praising the Lord. There's some songs that we sing on Wednesday night back there. If somebody asked me, do you like contemporary the best? That would be a resounding no, I don't. But why do I sing when I sing back on Wednesday night? It's not for my glory. It's sure not for people to hear me glory, because they're going to do this when they hear me sing. The only reason I sing on Wednesday night is to give Him glory. And that's why we should all sing. And I'm just going to tell you tonight, there are people in Christian artists that are out there that are just as bad as secular artists that are out there. And I know this firsthand. We had a handicapped student at Alba Golden and another special ed student at Alba Golden that had never been to see live pro wrestling. And live pro wrestling was coming to the Oil Palace in Tyler. And this little kid in a wheelchair and the other little kid was like, man, I'd really like to go see that. They knew I was a wrestling fan. And I said, I tell you what. I said, I'm going to buy y'all tickets. And we're going to go down there and we're going to watch that. So we went down there and we went out to eat at Denny's down there. And then we went over to the wrestling matches and got seated up there ready to watch those matches. But before it all began, I said, man, listen, I know all the tricks to meet them. I said, if you go around back around here, you can meet the wrestlers. So we walked around there, and there was a security guard. And he's like, man, I'm sorry. We don't do that anymore. We don't do that anymore. And then there was this big African-American lady. She was about 6'3". And on her jacket, it said WWE. And I had seen her on TV. She walks out, and she said, what are y'all doing? And I said, well, these guys right here really like to meet the wrestlers. She said, are you guys John Cena fans? And they were like, oh, yeah, we love John Cena. And so she went back to the back, and then about 5 minutes later, here comes John Cena, now a renowned movie star. He walks out there. He takes his hat off. He gives it to the kid in the wheelchair. He takes his wristbands off. He gives it to the other kid. He's giving them all this merchandise. He's like, hey, what's going on? Brother Jerry's son, Scott, was with me. And Scott was a professional photographer. Boy, he could take pictures. And Scott's so nervous. He's like I am. I'm over there shaking. Here's John Cena. He's out there. And Scott's got that camera going 90 to nothing. And I still got a big old frame there on my wall in my office of the kids with John Cena. When we got ready to leave, I say this story to tell you this. The security guard pulled me back. And I told him I was a youth pastor, told him I was a principal. He said, man, I got to tell you something. He said, you're a believer in Christ. I said, oh, yeah. He said, I got to tell you something. He said, Toby Mack was here 3 weeks ago. And we had some special needs kids come around back to try to get his autograph. And he wouldn't give them the time of day. He said, it's a shame that somebody secular like John Cena will take time out of his day to come see a handicapped kid. But a quote-unquote Christian artist won't take time to do the same. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. People get turned off by that real quick. And I could tell in that security guard's voice, he was turned off by that very quick. What else does that apply to us tonight? It applies to us at the church. Folks, we need to be the light of the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. These kids, praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. And He says this. He says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's able to keep His promises. Our worship is not ours. It is His. Why do we have the attitude of praise? We have the attitude of praise because in the joys of life, we can praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. In the struggles of life, when the storms hit us, rock on and knock us back a few feet, may knock us down for a while. When we get back up not because of who we are, but because of who He is. Why? Because of our blessed assurance in Him. And then tonight, the best promise of all. There's coming a day where He's going to get all glory, all honor, and you and I are going to be in the presence of Him. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to that day. I was on a youth trip with a guy that used to go to church here, Pat Griffin. And we went down to, I can't remember what campsite that was, and we took the kids down there, made a campfire, just had a good night. And Pat wanted to get out there and give his testimony. And he gave his testimony to the kids. Well, then he got out there and he sang this song. Now, Pat's like me. And if Pat was here tonight, he'd agree with you. Pat's not much of a singer. But he had had this song on his heart, and he said, I want to sing this song to you guys in honor of the Lord. And it was called the Revelation Song. And right now, as I can picture that in my mind, I can picture Pat up there around that campfire with those 20 boys, and we're sitting around that campfire, and we're just singing and honoring and worship the Lord with this Revelation Song. Folks, there's a day coming. I've read the book, and at the end of the book, we win. And tonight, I want Brother John to come lead us in the Revelation Song as we close out this evening. I'll be standing up here at the front. If you need prayer, if you need to visit about anything, please come by and do so. We hope to see you on Wednesday nights at Brother Schaefer's Bible Study, 6:30.